Good evening. I call to order this April 8th, 2025, meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting, and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand, and I will recognize you, and you can come forward to the podium. Brenda Wheeler, our city clerk, must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. And please direct your remarks to either myself, city council, or to city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin this evening with a roll call of members.
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Long?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
Letcher? Heiko?
Here.
All members present except Letcher.
If you'd please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your votes.
Board. Old school.
No, it's gonna work. Hold on.
Council likes to use the
I'm
board.
I'm in the wrong spot.
Old school.
I like to use the
board. I do too. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. There we go.
There we go.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 5. Consider resolution number 2025-32 approving the mayoral appointment of Jeremy Kinsey as police chief for the Blair Police Department. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council members, good evening. It's with great joy and excitement that we have this issue before you tonight. This has been a long and arduous process of searching for Blair's next police chief. And I want you to know how very, very excited I am personally and how excited our staff is for the nomination that the mayor is making tonight for Jeremy Kinsey. You know, I'm gonna ask Ben Gould, our HR manager, to come up. He's gonna kind of detail the process a little bit that we've gone through. That way the public understands really the great issue that we've had here and the great progress that we've made. I do want to let you know a couple dates, though, that you should be aware of as of right now. Jeremy is looking to start with us on April 28th, so we will have a kind of a private swearing in for him as he officially gets started. But there's an official public swearing in that will take place at the very first council member in May, or council meeting in May, and so on May 13th. So that'll be a very special day. It's actually a very special week as well, because I think it's National Police Memorial Week. And so very fitting for us to have a new chief at that point in time. So Ben, why don't you describe a little bit about the process?
Thank you. Mr. Gould.
Good evening, Ben Gould, HR manager for the City of Blair. I want to first thank everybody that was involved with the process. I started counting the days and had to go to months with how long this process truly was. So over 6 months when we started talking with civil service and trying to figure out the job description, knowing Chief Lauder was leaving. Civil Service approved Marwin Associates, as you all know, to help with us for the search. So Marwin Associates helped us start 6 months ago. We had 19 candidates apply from 7 different states. So really cool to see the widespread of interest for the City of Blair Police Department. From the 19, with just minimal qualifications, narrowed it down to 10 candidates. From 10 candidates, went out a questionnaire, down to 5 candidates, and those 5 were then given an assessment center, is in the terms, with Marwin Associates. And so there's lots of different aspects of that, benchmarking and interviewing, all different types of activities went into that to help narrow down that list, where we eventually got our top 3. With the top 3, we brought them into the city and gave them a tour around the city, had lunch with our department heads as well as some senior leadership from the police department. We also had a community stakeholder panel interview, and I'd like to call up them specifically and thank them for their participation. So I'm going to read their names real quick. Brad Anderson, Steve Apple, and Darren Rapp are all from our Civil Service Commission. Molly Dahlgren, our Washington County Community Foundation Executive Director, was involved. Joe Lager, Kirk Heifel, and Kevin Willis. So thank you all for your participation in that. And then we ended the day, each day, with those top three candidates with a final interview with the mayor and city administrator and myself. With all that combined together, mayor is tonight presenting, thank you, Jeremy Kinty. So that was the process of how we got today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Police and Fire Committee.
We met, discussed. We feel like this is a great candidate, and we're ready to move forward.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the public? Okay. Having none, would someone like to entertain the motion?
I would like to introduce Resolution 2025-32.
Resolution number 2025-32 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson, approving the mayoral appointment of Jeremy Kinsey as police chief for the Blair Police Department.
I would like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2025-32 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution number 2025-32, approving the appointment of Jeremy Kinsey as police chief for the Blair Police Department. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Congratulations. Item number six, consider resolution number 2025-33, approving the mayoral appointment of Jedzia Radke, Tyler Levins, and Paige Arndt as new police officers for the Blair Police Department. Chief Lager.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council. Or afternoon, well, close, late afternoon. There's three candidates that is on your list. We're three short, so that kind of worked out very well for us. The first one is Jedzia Radke, born in Fremont, graduated from Bellevue West, currently a police officer in West Point. Lives in Dodge, is on the volunteer fire department there. Recently got her EMT certificate as a four-year-old daughter and was certified as a police officer in December of 2021. I don't believe she was able to make it tonight. I don't know if the other two are here.
There she is.
Okay. I'll read her name next if she's here. Paige Arndt, born in Papillion, grew up in Plattsmouth, graduated high school in Plattsmouth. Single and currently lives in Plattsmouth, graduated from Metro College with an associate's degree in applied science as legal studies, paralegal. Currently works as a nursing assistant at Bellevue Medical Center. And Paige, if you want to stand up and just wave. There you go. And the third is Tyler Levins, born in Omaha, graduated from Omaha Burke High School, attended Metro Community College, then UNO, obtained a bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a minor in sociology in 2015, married and currently lives in Omaha. And both Tyler and Paige are non-certified and will be going to Grand Island probably not till August. So I would recommend to the mayor that these three are great candidates, as did the civil service.
Right. Any questions for Chief? Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Any comments from the public? Having none, Police and Fire Committee.
We did meet on this, and seems like we've got three good candidates and three slots, so let's fill them. Any questions from the council? So I'd like to introduce Resolution 2025-33.
Resolution number 2025-33, approving the mayoral appointment of Jedzia Radke, Tyler Levins, and Paige Arndt as new police officers for the Blair Police Department.
I move we adopt resolution number 2025-33 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-33. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number seven. Oh, congratulations, Paige.
Congrats.
Item number seven, consider resolution number 2025-34, approving an agreement between the Blair Police Department and CALEA for accreditation for the department to enhance their policies and procedures. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to ask Chief Lager to come up here too and just make any comments that he would like to make. This is kind of the end of a long process that we've been working on for CALEA. So CALEA is basically the nationally recognized certification process that police departments are able to go through. And speaking for myself, from an administration standpoint, I think the great value that CALEA offers is the established national standards that are expected. And it's good for us as a department. It's good for us to understand what those requirements are and train accordingly to that. But also one of the things that I really appreciate about CALEA is that they don't just give you some plaque to put up on the wall and say you should aspire to these things. They actually come and verify that we're doing all of those activities. So I hope our citizens and residents understand that this will help us be a better department overall, long term. There are some costs involved. And Joe worked very, very hard to get a grant application for the primary fee that they charge up front. But there's a $5,500 assessment fee that's broken up into two parts. And so with your approval tonight, we'll be paying $2,750 right away to get that process started. They allow us 36 months. We're hoping to get that done just over maybe a 24-month period. And then there'll be another payment of $2,750. Going on from there, there's annual payments that are made that goes towards us kind of verifying the documentation that's required to remain being certified, as well as then paying for the recertification process that happens every 3 or 4 years, something like that. So anyway, it's something that I would highly recommend to you. I know it's something the department has been talking about for years, and I'm pleased to be at this point. So Joe, why don't you share your perspective on CALEA?
Thank you. The easiest way to do it is that there's a purpose for CALEA, and they have just a couple of bullet points I'd like to read. Strengthen crime prevention and control capabilities. Formalize essential management procedures, establish fair and non-discriminatory personnel practices, improve service delivery, solidify interagency cooperation and coordination, and increase community and staff confidence in the agency. And all of those are extremely important, but the last one, without the community confidence in your police department, you're really not doing a very good job. So having this is going to increase that. Not that we don't have it now, but you can always strive for better. So I think it's a great idea going forward, and I think it's something that we should strive for. And if you do pass this tonight, I think we'll be the smallest agency in the state of Nebraska that is trying to achieve this. So it will be a good goal for us.
Thank you. Any other questions for Chief?
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? You're kind of quiet tonight. Having none, Police and Fire Committee.
We did meet and discuss this. Heard a lot of good things about it. And like Joe said, that we would be one of a few in the state of Nebraska, probably the smallest, but we think it setting some neat guidelines to go by and run the department. So I would like to recommend introducing resolution number 2025-34.
Resolution number 2025-34, approving an agreement between the Blair Police Department and was introduced by Councilmember Paulson, approving agreement between the Blair Police Department and CALEA for accreditation for the department to enhance their policies and procedures.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-34 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-34. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number eight, Consider ordinance number 2570, creating paving improvement district 203, otherwise known as Blair Crossing Subdivision. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Items 8 and 9 both deal with Blair Crossing, which again is the apartment development that will be taking place down near the roundabout at the intersection of Highway 133 and Highway 30. Item number 8 is an ordinance whereby you would be approving the creation of a street improvement district. Basically, a street improvement district lays out boundaries for this particular area, and then the costs that are involved in the public improvements that are being made for the street that is in that area can therefore be assessed back to the properties that benefit from that development. So it's a way to basically have the property owners and the development that's taking place help pay for some of those improvements. Usually these assessments are spread out over a 10 or 15 year period. There's a modest interest rate to charge that's involved with those. But all you're doing tonight is the creation of the district. Construction will get started on this project coming up in the next month or two. The very next item we'll talk about is the developer's agreement. That'll get into more of the finances and the numbers of it. But with this street improvement district, again, it allows you at the very end then to take those estimated total actual costs and then assess the properties. I'll mention more when I talk about the developer's agreement, because the developer has already agreed to pay upfront their share of this road improvement. So ultimately we'd be looking at potentially assessing the other side of the street. But again, those properties are benefiting from this new public street then that's being installed and the access that it provides. So any questions regarding this particular item?
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Finance Committee.
The Finance Committee met. And we agree that this just makes sense and understand what it is looking at. And does anyone have any questions?
Mr. Green pretty much filled it in. Yeah.
Covered it. Stole your fun.
All right. If no one has any questions, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2570.
An ordinance creating paving district number 206 in the city of Blair, Washoe County, Nebraska, describing said street improvement district improvements to be constructed there and providing that special assessment paving levy in proportion to benefits of the property in said district. Repealing all ordinance parts and ones both force in effect and ordering this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance creating paving district number 206 in the city of Blair, Washoe County, Nebraska, describing said street improvement district and improvements to be constructed therein and providing that special assessments may be levied in proportion to benefits of the said property in said district. Repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance full force and effect and ordinance be published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance number 2570.
Second.
Question.
The question now before the council is, shall ordinance number 2570 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2570 duly adopted. Item number 9. Consider resolution 2025-35 approving a development agreement between the City of Blair and MRES Blair Crossing Holdings, LLC, for the Blair Crossing subdivision. Mr. Green.
Again, thank you, Mayor. Again, this is the same general area. I'm going to ask Aaron on the screens to flip back to the previous item and pull up a map that was associated with it. So Exhibit A, Blair Crossing Improvements. That way you can kind of see a little bit about what's being talked about. So this is just a map that details the areas that are being improved. The red street that goes along here on both sides, or orange street, if you will, is the new public street that's going to be connecting Highway 133 over to Highway 30. The green areas then are the highway improvement areas that are being taken care of on both sides of that intersection. Because Highway 133 was expanded to four lanes years ago, there's some of those improvements are already there. So there's a, as you're heading north into Blair on 133, there's already a left turn lane that's at that curb cut, which actually is across from where the old former Mutual of Omaha building is. But there is a right-hand deceleration lane that needs to be installed along that highway. Some major substantial improvements are going to be made over on the Highway 30 side, though, because as you're leaving town and heading towards where the hill would go up on Highway 30, there'll be a left turn lane, so that whole roadway is going to be expanded significantly. There'll be a new left turn lane that will pull in into this particular area, and then if you're traveling down the hill coming into Blair on Highway 30, there'll be a right-hand deceleration lane again where that turnoff is. Then it turns on to, again, what I said was the orange or reddish street, which is called Honeybee Lane, and that's in honor of the old honeybee farm that used to be located in that particular area. So we named it in honor of that. You'll see the apartment complex. And again, the street improvement district that you approved in the previous item encompasses this whole area where all the improvements are being made. And then it's the properties opposite of where the apartments are, or the two large tax lots that are right there that potentially could be assessed. So what you have on this particular item is by resolution approving this developer's agreement, which is an agreement between the City of Blair and the apartment complex developer. We've agreed to have them do all the hiring for the construction of these public improvements. Oftentimes when developments would come in Blair, we would actually hire the contractors, we would oversee all the work. This frankly makes it a little bit easier for us. You still get a really good price and allow them to do the development. So they'll be doing all the work both for Honeybee Lane as well as the highway improvements. The costs that are associated in this developer's agreement are exactly the same estimated costs as what you previously approved when the TIF application, so the tax increment financing, was approved. So the estimated cost for both the public street, Honeybee Lane, as well as all the highway improvements right now is $3.2 million. The developer has agreed to contribute $800,000 towards those improvements, and then the city would potentially be providing the other $2.4 million. Again, with an assessment, it would probably be substantially similar to what the apartment unit is doing, so it would be, I'm estimating right now, approximately $800,000 that might be able to be assessed to the other properties. Obviously, that long-term comes back to the city and is kind of refunding some of those proceeds that we put into the project. If you remember when we talked about TIF previously, we also mentioned that because of the Highway 30 improvements that are being done, that when improvements are done on the other side of Highway 30, we'd anticipate that would be a commercial development someday. When that goes in, we'll do TIF over there as well, and the city will capture a part of that TIF, those TIF proceeds. So ultimately, the goal is that all of the funds that the city's gonna be putting into this would eventually be returned to the city to see these developments happen. So again, ultimately $2.4 million. The source of these funds will be the highway allocation funds that council has previously approved for us to be able to use for street improvements. Any questions you have for me? Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public?
Hi, my name is Heather Carver. I'm with the law firm Richards and Madden. Our address for the record is 355-355-35 Farnham, Suite 402, and that's in Omaha.
And Heather, how do you spell your last name?
Carver, C-A-R-V-E-R.
Thank you.
Yes. I represent the developer and really just wanted to come up here, go over and give a great overview of the development agreement that really puts some more detail into what was previously agreed in the redevelopment agreement as far as the sharing of costs and when the construction will occur and the oversight and responsibility for constructing both Honeybee Lane and those improvements on both the highways. So I don't have a lot to add, but I wanted to make sure that I was up here in case you guys had any questions. And I know that the developer is full steam ahead and excited to get in the ground on this project. So.
Well, Phil mentioned 1 to 2 months of starting. Do you have a better date than that? Or?
That's my best sense. I know that last I heard they were working through GC bids and narrowing down the order. So that's really the very final step. So I think we're getting close.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? Having none, Finance Committee.
I'm going to try better this time. Finance Committee did meet, and we agree with this. I mean, they both obviously said it all. If anyone has any questions. All right. I would like to introduce resolution number 2025-35.
Resolution number 2025-35 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, approving a developer's agreement between the City of Blair and MRS Blair Crossings Holdings LLC for the Blair Crossings subdivision.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 2025-35 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-35 as presented. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10, consider resolution 2025-36, amending the current rental schedule for park shelters and the depot, amending the procedure for when the depot key is not picked up during office hours, and eliminating stay limits at the Hardy RV Park during the winter months. Mr. Heaton.
Good evening, Mayor. Thank you. Before you tonight on this resolution are kind of three issues in a bundle package for your consideration. The first one is a across-the-board fee increase for reserving or renting the depot and any of the park shelters. Essentially, it's a $25 increase across the board for the most part. The one notable difference in that is that we are now looking at recommending a fee for nonprofits to use the depot, and that is simply to cover staff time to go out, inspect the depot after each use. If they're using the park shelter, to post signs that the shelter is reserved, so that's going from what was $0 to $25 for a shelter and then $50 for the depot. And then commercial uses also are going up. Again, $25 across the board, going from $50 to $75 for a shelter, and then $75 to $100 on the depot. The second part of that is after hours access to the depot. So we've had some instances when people reserve the depot, typically they come to City Hall the week before, the Friday before the weekend, pay their deposit, settle up with everything, get the key. We've had issues where people are working and they just keep you back here by the time City Hall closes at 4:30. Right now, one of our parks department staff, whoever's on call, would meet the person at the depot and collect $50 at the depot, give them a key and let them in. What we're recommending with this change would be to simply just keep their deposit rather than having our park staff take cash out in at the park. We think that'd be a lot cleaner and a lot easier to follow. That way all the money is kept up here at City Hall. And then the last item on here for your consideration is a change to the RV park stay limits. So right now, the stays year-round are limited to 14 days. Unless somebody comes in and has a specific request, and then that's up to the administrator's discretion. What our recommendation is would be to not enforce that, essentially not have a stay limit during what I call the off season. So November 1st to April 1st, if somebody wants to stay there and they're up to date on their fees, keeping everything nice, following all the rules and other issues, we'll let them stay there as long as they're paying. We think it'd be better to have somebody down there. There's not a lot of use that time of year, so there's not a lot of demand. The water is also turned off then, so we've made a note of that in the rules, and there's no discount for staying there during that time. It is as it is. So, and these were all presented to the park board at their last meeting and recommended by them for you guys for consideration tonight. Any questions?
Can you explain, so if they can't make it to City Hall before 4:30, they're forfeiting their deposit?
Only if they would come need to get the key. Maybe I'll clarify that to Katie a little bit. But.
So right now the process is that when an individual comes and picks up the key, that is when they pay the deposit for the key. So if our park staff is called, the park staff is still going to have to take the deposit money in and then remit the key to the individual. So our park staff will still be taking funds in, but we will not be returning that deposit to them because we have had to have a call out for our park staff.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Any comments from the public? Having none, how would council like to proceed?
I will introduce resolution number 2025-36.
Resolution number 2025-36 was introduced by Councilmember Willis, amending the current rent-up schedule for park shelters in the depot, amending the procedure for when the depot key is not picked up during office hours, and eliminating stay limits at the RV at the Hardy RV Park during winter months.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2025-36 as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-36. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 11, consider ordinance number 2571 to amend the Blair City Municipal Code, appendix, permit, license, and application fees, adding park shelter rental fees, Hardy RV Park rental fees, and cemetery fees. Ms. Ferrari.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. So you just approved the new set of fees, but previously these fees were not listed in our appendix schedule. And so presenting this to the Parks, Recreation, and Cemetery Board, they felt it appropriate to add this to our municipal code appendix section so it'd be easier for individuals to find the cost of all of our rentals and our cemetery plots for burials moving forward. So with this ordinance, you'd be adding these just to our municipal code so that people can find them in our appendix section for all these.
Other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none, Finance Committee.
We did not meet on that.
Oh. Well, how would the council like to move forward?
Well, I'll introduce ordinance 2571.
In order to amend the Blair Municipal Code, appendix, permit, license, fees, adding the Blair Shelter rental fees, Hardy RV Park rental fees, and cemetery fees, repealing all ordinance, parts of Orange Conflict herewith, providing some ordinance to be in full force and effect, and published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding meeting on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. In order to amend the Blair City Municipal Code, attendance permit, license, and application fees, adding the park shelter rental fees, Hardy RV rental fees, and cemetery fees. You're filling all orange parks and orange conflict here with everybody. And this ordinance will be full force and effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2571.
A second.
Question.
The question now before the council is, shall ordinance number 2571 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2571 duly adopted. Item number 12. Consider ordinance number 2572 vacating 15 feet of excess right-of-way along 24th Street on both the west and east side of the street between Nebraska and Jackson Streets. Mr. Byerman.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Jeff Byerman, Community Development Director. For your consideration tonight is the request to vacate 15 feet on each side of 24th Street north of Nebraska, south of Jackson. This is because right now we are between 70 and 80 feet right away. Typical right away of new subdivisions is 50 feet. The street is 25 feet like new subdivisions also. The advantage to vacating 15 feet from each side is it would give the Habitat for Humanity homes that extra space for two off-street parking spaces. Granted, it would be tandem, but that is accessible. That's admissible. And then on the east side, just clean up the different right-of-way widths there, making it a 50-foot right-of-way, 50 feet on each side. Any questions for staff?
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Having none, how would council like to proceed?
We did meet on it.
See, I wasn't going to ask.
We did meet on it, and it makes sense. It doesn't cost the homeowners anything. It doesn't cost us anything. We're just cleaning up the lines is all we're doing. Any questions from the council? None. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2572.
An ordinance of the City of Blair, Nebraska with the original right-of-way 80 feet vacating 15 feet of excess right-of-way located on the west side of the North 24th Street between Nebraska Street and Jasmine Street, now West Valley Subdivision, and all that part of the east 15 feet of the North 24th Street, originally Frank Street right-of-way as it appears on the original plat of Dexter's first edition on the City of Blair, vested in the City of Blair, joining lots 9, Block 8, Lot 10, Block 8, Lot 9, Block 17, and Block 10, Block 17 between Nebraska Street and Jackson Street, and vacated portions of vacated Nebraska Street and Park Street adjoining lots all in Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, with Kelly Mount, Orange Box, Forest Conflict, and Friday, New Washington, full force in effect.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance of the City of Blair, Nebraska with an original right-of-way 80 feet wide vacating 15 feet of excess right-of-way located on the west side of the North 24th Street between Nebraska Street and Jackson Street, now the West Valley Subdivision, and all that part of the east 15 feet of the North 24th Street, originally French Street, right-of-way as it appears on the original plat of Dexter's first edition of the City of Blair, vested in the City of Blair, adjoining lots 9, Block 8, Lot 10, Block 8, Lot 9, Block 17, and Lot 10, Block 17 between Nebraska Street and Jackson Street, and vacated portions of vacated Nebraska Street and Park Street adjoining lots. All in Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, with Kelly Mount, Orange Box, Orange Conflict, here with and providing when this motion should be a full force in effect.
Got it. I move final passage of ordinance number 2572.
Second. Question.
The question now before the council is, shall ordinance number 2572 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2572 duly adopted. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. It's been a good night. It's been a night, and we've been busy in recent days with lots of hiring processes. So just wanted to bring you up to speed on some of the other good situations that are coming on. We're in the final stages of interviews for new library director. As you recall, previous director, husband took a job in Lincoln, and so she had resigned previous to that. And then also Pat Long, our parks supervisor, has announced his retirement. Again, his last day is going to be May 2nd. So we're in the early stages of beginning to interview for a replacement for him. So that'll be starting in just the next couple weeks. Also wanted to let you know that we are working on some final rules that we'll be taking to the Parks and Cemetery and Recreation Advisory Board next week. Some final rules for the use of the amphitheater up at Generations Park. So we hope to have those ready to present to you at the next meeting in 2 weeks. We are planning also an open house then for Generations Park. Hopefully we'll get those details nailed down the next day or two, and we'll let you know hopefully by the end of this week when that's going to occur. Finally, you may have noticed there were some changes made along Highway 30 and Highway 75. As you recall, we officially made a recommendation to the state of Nebraska and the Department of Transportation to eventually relocate Highway 30 and Highway 75 from out of the downtown area to over at the Hollow Road bypass. They have, as they're considering that, they have agreed to go ahead and put up some alternate route signs. So you may have noticed those. And so CJ Heaton's going to come up and talk a little bit about those signs.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I wanted to, actually.
Thank you, Ian. So yeah, this has been a long time, probably 6 months, since I made this initial request or ask to them as we awaited, or like Phil said, our official request to redesignate the highways. So this is kind of just a overview of what was done There are six signs, seven signs around town. So the intent was hopefully catch people that are unfamiliar with the area and they're coming into town, they could see a sign or something that would help direct them to go use the new bypass. So these were all installed last Wednesday, Thursday, I believe. And I know they were waiting on one. I think they are all done as of today. And then there's another slide. I just ran around. Don't judge me on my photography skills, but I got some pictures of what they look like today. They're pretty good sized signs. The top off truck route 2 is in bright yellow, so it stands out pretty good. So anybody that's pulling through town should be able to follow these signs and connect the dots and get through the bypass. So we're hopeful that that'll help steer people that way. Any questions?
I got to ask, how about the stoplights?
Yep.
That was my question.
Should we hate?
It's not good.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no.
This ain't going to be good.
There may be a snag involved with things. And so we're trying to work through some of those final details before we give you any official information. But if it holds true, things have been delayed for several more months, which is highly unfortunate. If that's going to be the case, we're going to make an emergency request to NDOT that we put some temporary lights up. That may be at our local cost if they're even willing to do that. But we'll have more information at the next council meeting for you on that.
Thank you.
And one more thing, we were talking about pushing the speed limit sign further south.
Correct. And they have always said that they wanted to do that in conjunction with the lights.
Okay.
And so my guess is that may get delayed as well.
Figures.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Are you talking about just Highway 75?
Yeah.
I'd like to see 35 clear to the roundabout, the way they come flying in there.
Yeah. So this is 75 south,
yeah.
Down to the Cargill. But the same thing's true, yeah, down there. And so once we see some of these improvements, and we've not had any discussions with the state regarding the Blair Crossing development, and is that those improvements are being made, what their feeling is going to be on being able to slow down the traffic. So we would anticipate that ultimately we can continue to push, you know, at least a 45-mile speed limit back a little bit farther. And then again, we've done some preliminary conversations with OPPD regarding streetlights. So not traffic signals, but streetlights along both of those corridors as well. But again, that'll probably be something that would be at the earliest, late summer, maybe the fall. Thank you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
No. Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Chief, thank you for everything that you've done for this community, the service that you've given over 40 years. You know, we've worked together quite a bit, and the sacrifices that you've made. You know, so thank you very much for all that you've done for this community and city.
You're very welcome. Paul, you're very welcome. Just as a wise man once said, it's time to move on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Turn.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second it.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please register your vote.
Oh, yeah.
All present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.
After all.